This is Living the RV Dream, episode 320 for April 26, 2024.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders, overlanders, tent campers, who am I missing? By the way, I am your host, Robert Morales, traveling Robert everywhere, today simulcasting on Facebook, YouTube, and X. On Facebook, that will be, and if I do another one of these, live here, please subscribe to the Facebook page, just give it a like, which is Traveling Robert. The YouTube channel for this particular podcast is Living the RV Dream, and then I'm Traveling Robert on X as well, and I'm getting all kinds of notifications from Facebook here. So you know, I usually don't do this on Facebook, and I like to do it on Facebook because I get a little bit of a different audience, I guess. And that's awesome. And as I said, I love doing these shows live. And this is a compliment to tomorrow for those of you listening to the podcast tonight, a show on the main YouTube channel. Christopher also is here. So, hey, Christopher, how are you? From Sweden. So we have Roy Lowhorn from Topeka, Kansas. We have, of course, Sonia the RV, DJ Greg A. Blankley. We have Jeff Gunter from Oklahoma. So we have from all over the place here. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out. And if you want to talk on the podcast here, I don't know why my computer is acting up here, but if you want to be part of the podcast, if you have a camera and a good working mic, I'm going to drop a link here in the chat so you guys can come and you know, chat as we do sometimes. So yeah, this upcoming trip to Europe that we want to do exactly in a month, we're renting a camper van in Madrid, and so far the best app, there are two apps that I know of that we can do to find campgrounds or parking sites in Europe, and one of them is Park for Night, and the other one is called Campy, which is not free if you want all the features, but I paid him for a year. It's like $20, and it seems to be good. So time will tell now when we get there and see if we can get to see everything. Michael Smith from Carsegold, California, Oklahoma. Course Gold, California or Oklahoma. So Craig Dalton, hello Robert, and I'm so glad to be able to do this. So this is the plan, and my plan is not to have a plan like make reservations or set things on certain days, but we're gonna start in Madrid and spend 3 or 4 days there. It's going to be 3 days because I already rented the Airbnb. And then we're going to start heading south, you know, hit the Andalusia country, first at Toledo, which is very close to Madrid, then, you know, Cordoba, Seville, Cadiz, you know, do like that southernmost part of Spain, and then work our way through the coast and maybe some of the white towns of the inland, you know. There's so much to see over there. I'm really happy to be able to change it up from time to time, you know. Howdy, Robert from near Austin, Texas. And we were just in Austin, Texas, Wayne Fulton says, howdy, Robert. And we were just there for the solar eclipse. I hope you were able to see that solar eclipse. That's such a unique event that is so rare to be able to see totality, right? And that's one of the reasons why we're going to Spain too. Not the reason why, but we figured there's another eclipse in Spain in 2026, so might as well scout a good location to witness it and go back in 2 years, right? I mean, I enjoyed that eclipse so much that I want to see it again. Miriam Stiles, hi Robert from the land, Florida. We can't wait for your new adventures. And eventually we're going to do some new adventures in Florida, probably in the fall, to be honest. I mean, this summer has got a little bit away from us. We've had so many different things planned, so many different rallies and meetups, and even a wedding that we have to attend to. That the summer is gonna be a busy summer. It's not a cruel summer. I was thinking of. From Ernest Ercilla. Hola Robert, ¿cómo estás? Saludos desde Ocala National Forest. And the Ocala area is an area that Ocala is beautiful. It's the horse capital of Florida, if not, but yeah, Kentucky would have an issue with that, right? Lexington. But a lot of horses there. And we have to spend more time in Florida for sure. But it's always, you know, I'm also so compelled to see the West because I love it so much. But Connie Brown says, hey, Robert, thanks for allowing us to go along with you on every trip. No, thank you, because if you didn't come along, I wouldn't be able to do any trips. So, it's... I was just talking to a friend on the phone, and you know, it's like that he says that you're living the life, and yeah, it's I'm not complaining. I can't possibly complain. We have Alejandro Alfonso, hola from Tampa, Florida. Hello, Tampa. And Jeffrey DiBartolo, hey Robert, just checking Facebook and you were on. Yeah, I decided to do a live recording of the podcast today. Just because, you know, after every major trip, you know, I've experienced so much over the past 6 weeks. I mean, we've only been back for a week and a couple of days, and it's it actually kind of feels like more. But I enjoy doing this. And we have Lewis and Clark Travels on YouTube. Hello, Robert from the Florida Keys. You know, I'm overdue for a trip to the Florida Keys. Let's just, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. And we have Denise Hendry from Sanford, Florida. I hear Sanford is a beautiful town. So we got to go there at some point. So is the land. And this whole, you know, the United States has flyover country, which is the Midwest, the West. I think Florida has like drive-over country for me, because there's some areas that I just zoom past on I-95, and they're worth visiting for sure. I think I've been ever so briefly, but hello from North Georgia, says Robin William, and North Georgia is one of my favorite areas, and you know, we need to recover from all the expenses of the trip to the West and buying Pelican Puest and all that. But at some point, I would love to, and this would be a more of an investment in the sense of price, right? I'm not going to be able to get something in North Georgia for 14 or 17 grand. It's going to be more, but I would love to have a property somewhere out there in the foothills of Appalachia. Close to that area, which I know is expensive, but even if a small log cabin, you know, that would be something to think about as Pelicamp Appalachia, let's call it. And we have Barbara Brentari Gormaz, Barbara, Bob and Barbara from Vero Beach, Florida. Haven't been there yet. I mean, I've driven through Vero Beach, but I haven't been there. Sean Liu. How's your Honda generator compared to your previous? Sean Liu is speaking to us through the YouTube channel. And, okay, pros. It's a great generator. It's lightweight. It starts all the time. I mean, there was one time we were out west. I forget exactly where we were. May have been like just outside Area 51. That may have something to do with it. But... maybe not. But it took a long time for it to start. I mean, it was very cold. It was like 30 degrees and we hadn't used it in a while. So it took many, many pulls of that cord. But that's the only thing, you know, the only, I've had three generators so far. The first one I paid for it. That's that yellow champion that I still have. The second one was a Westinghouse that I got free actually as part of my deal with the soft start, easy start people. Which, depending on what RV I get next, I'm going to start using them again. And then this Honda that I paid for was, of course, far more expensive than the previous two. I mean, can be free and the other one. And the other thing, the Champion, the only thing that has on this one, the Champion had a remote start. You know, it came with a battery. So it was like a little motorcycle battery that didn't last long, to be honest. And I've been looking into replacing it. But that was the main pro thing about that one. The Honda is just a superior product. It works great. I mean, if I turn on the air conditioner in the RV and I'm doing a bunch of stuff, it could, if you have it in eco mode, it could overload from time to time. But it hasn't happened much. And if you take it off eco mode, then, you know, it doesn't do it. So, you know, it survived Alaska. I think it's a good product. That Honda i2200, is it? Yeah. Anyway, here we go. I hope that answers your question. I mean, it's not a sponsor, but I've had a good experience with it. Kathy McElhenny Diller, husband, hubby and I watch your videos. We love them. Thank you for sharing the beautiful scenery we love out west. We have made 6 trips from our home state of Kentucky since 2014. All right, so thank you, Kathy. And I love every part of our country here, but the West, I have a soft spot for the West. And Florida, because it's my home state, but really it's... Once you get to Utah, it's like, oh. Well, thank you, Kathy, connecting to us from Facebook. And D. McAuley, hi from full-timers, originally from North Carolina, currently in New Mexico. New Mexico. I was very pleasantly surprised by New Mexico this time around. By Mary Kaminsky. Hi from Fredericksburg, Texas, on our way to Alabama from Colorado Springs and Fredericksburg. We just ran out of time. I wanted to visit Fredericksburg, before or after the eclipse. But to be honest, I was most of the time, you know, working not on my stuff, but working for Sun Outdoors, which was a different type of experience because I didn't have to worry about production at all. I just speak on camera and enjoy the things and they would film it. It was a good experience. Steven Kovacs says, should plan a drive along US 1 through Florida. Lots of local traffic, but you get to see a bunch of towns. I don't know if that's something that I would like to do. I mean, I've driven portions of US 1 in South Florida. And it's just like town after town and so many lights. It would take probably weeks to traverse the whole state. Jeffrey DeBartolo says Honda has a good motor. Yeah, it's solid. And Scenic Route Arts on Facebook. Hi from Wisconsin. Check out the Driftless region when you come up this way. The Driftless. Let me open up my Google Maps here real quick. The Driftless. Can you hear the keyboard? Well, I see a Driftless Glen Distillery, but that's not there, is it? Yeah, there's a, okay. Okay, hold on. I'm doing research on the fly here okay, I see. It's, whoa, hold on. You have Devil's Lake. No, that's not it. Yeah, Devil's Lake State Park. Is that in the neighborhood? I don't know. I have so many things in my map, you know, so many things that I want to see. By the way, Sean Liu says, thank you for answering. No, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Marlene Cintron on Facebook. Hi, glad you guys are safely back in the Sunshine State. Yes, we made it back actually a little over a week ago. Mark Jones says, the Driftless area is fantastic. Our favorite part of Wisconsin, along with the Potosi Brewery. What? Potosi Brewery I've been to. I'm having a Topo Chico here. So I'm going to check out that Driftless. Yeah, I had not heard about that area. RV Talk. Hello, Robert from Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello there. And Mary Kaminsky says on Facebook, lots of wineries in Fredericksburg, Texas. Enjoying our visit here. Yeah, that's the heart of Hill Country. And I've been to Fredericksburg ever so briefly. And I did go to a brewery, and we were going to stay at a Harvest Host, but we didn't stay for, I don't know for what reason. But there's a couple of Harvest wineries that are Harvest Host there. So, okay, Prairie du Chien is in the middle of the Driftless area. Let's look for Prairie du Chien here live on the Prairie du Chien. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to save that and do my research from there. Now tell me I see that's right next to the Iowa border. What is special about the Driftless? I see looks like there's a lot of bluffs, you know, you know, as the terrain usually gets right next to a river like the Mississippi, you will get lots of those. Ranger Rick, what happened to the cruise plans? Well, I decided finally to book it. I even spoke to a travel agent, a viewer of the channel, actually. He offered his services. We waited too long. We waited too long. My mom was having doubts about flying back also by herself and that kind of thing. So we decided to postpone the cruise. We're going to do a cruise this year, later. I'll tell you about it when it happens. But we're going to do another cruise later in the year, not the Transatlantic Adventure. We might do something different. Hey, this traveler, our original Patreon number one and original moderator is here. Well, what's the meetup? Facebook said you're doing a meetup. Oh, it's this recording. Yes, it's a virtual meetup, if you will. And eventually I want to do a meetup, hopefully in Florida. But when we come back to Florida for more than a month, I'm going to be here for a month, but it's going to be hectic. I have doctor's appointments with mom. I need to edit at least 4 videos ahead of time. So, because I don't want to be working when I'm in Spain, you know. I'm going to have internet, of course, and all that, but I rather, you know, spend those 3 weeks creating as much content as possible, you know, filming. And, of course, we're going to do the live streams that we always do on Fridays. They might happen a little earlier, just because otherwise it will be midnight in Spain. And I know people go to dinner in Spain at 10 p.m. So we might, if we embrace the Spanish lifestyle and do the siesta mid-afternoon and stay up until late and then wake up at 10 a.m., we might do it. Anyway, Bob Gormas in Vero Beach. We're leaving next month in our Micro Mini to do the Alaska Drive. Thanks for all the info on your video. No, you're very welcome. And of course, you guys know that there's like a 12-hour video. I think it's 11 and change. About our whole Alaska experience. But you can watch the playlist, you know, from living from Florida. And, I'm so excited for you guys. Have a great trip. I might repeat the Alaska trip, a variation of it, next year. I don't know yet. Marlin Syndrome. Any tips on a good mom and pop restaurant in Nevada near West Rim of the Grand Canyon? Not sure. We haven't really. We went to actually. You haven't seen those videos yet. We went to El Tovar in the South Rim of the Grand Canyon. Not to the restaurant, but to the lounge, and I mean it was all right, but I was expecting more. Well, don't we always? Robin Williams says, "Let the heat begin." 78 in Georgia. Oh, it's been in the high 80s in South Florida for a while. So, Mark Jones, 500-foot bluffs that the glaciers years ago left alone and didn't drift anything away. We have to go to that area. I already put a pin on my map. This traveler, you're going on a cruise? I thought you don't do cruises. So this is new. Yes, it is new, this traveler. And not that I am ever going to, well, never say never, but not that I intend to not do the RV life in the future. But, you know, I want to, start doing different things, you know, trying different things. And, you know, we're going to fly places like Spain. I mean, we're going to rent a camper van in Spain, but we're going to Spain. You know, not that we are ever going to see everything that there is to see in the United States. But, you know, once in a while. Scenic Route Arts, the Driftless region is in the southwestern portion of the state, closer to the Mississippi River. Yeah. We're probably gonna visit. I'm going to Iowa in July, so I think it's along the way. Brian Caldwell on Facebook, what towing setup do you use? Weight distribution, sway control? Would you do anything different to make it safer? Love your videos. We just got back from Route 66 and in creation mode of our travels. Mucho gusto. Well, thank you for your comment. And what I have right now is, you know, as you all know, I am borrowing a trailer for Winnebago as part of my deal with being a brand ambassador. And they provided a Husky weight distribution hitch. I'm not going to say it's the worst, but it's not the best either. It's very simple. It's inexpensive. It's fine. In high wind situations, that's when you really, that's its weakness. You know, if you get a side wind, that's where I would prefer to still have my prop ride. The prop ride is still installed on Minitini 1. That's all I can say about that. Christopher Olsen sounds great to have earlier live stream. Well, Christopher, we're going to be in the same time zone, I believe. You know, I'm going to be in Central European time. So, is it Central or Western European time? I'm not sure. Going back to the hitch. Yeah. My friend Greg, his YouTube channel is Casita RV Life. He swears by his equalizer. So the equalizer seems to be a really good one. And then there's the prop ride and the Hensley. They have very similar designs, same principle. But those are upwards of $2,000 or $3,000. So, you know, you have to either I drive a little slower and get the cheaper hitch, or yeah, I still want to do 70 with wind and get the expensive hitch. You know, it all depends. Daniel Ruiz, we were at Pismo Beach in Central California this week and I didn't realize how big the sand dunes were. Robert, have you driven on them and the beach? I've driven on the beach, not on the sand dunes, but that is part of the plan at some point. Maybe this winter. Maybe this winter we'll go back. I'm thinking... do like maybe a repeat of my original trip to the West, but it really depends. It really depends what we do, what kind of rig we get. Surprise, surprise, there may be a change of rig this summer. We might go down to Mexico. says the RV DJ, we have an easy lift. That's the first hitch that I had. I was not a fan. I mean, I became a non-fan once I got a better hitch, but that's the one that they sold me with Mini Teeny One. I mean, it does the job, but I'm sorry, but I don't think it's the best hitch out there. These bars are definitely a pain. Is that the way the bars and the chain, and then you have that friction sway bar, anti-sway bar? And Felipe Hernandez says, Caballo, love following you. Keep up the great work. God gave you lots of gifts and you don't squander any of them. Caballo, by the way, meaning horse in Spanish. And in Cuban Spanish is actually a compliment. So there you go. So he called me horse. Can't wait to hear what type of rig you get. Well, if you've been listening and been insinuating here and there, and it's not a sure thing yet, so I don't want to jinx it. And I'm constantly refreshing my inbox, see if I get an email. But no, we haven't got an email yet, so there's no RV yet. Where was I? I forget that I'm recording this live for only audio, by the way, for release tomorrow morning on the podcast feed. And we're starting to run a little long here for the podcast is usually under half an hour. So I don't know. Does anybody have any more questions, any suggestions? Christopher Olson or anybody else from Europe, any suggestions on apps or ways to find camping, to find, places to overnight in the Iberian Peninsula? Let me know, or if you're listening to this podcast after the fact, as most of you probably are, just send me an email, robert@travelingrobert.com, or at ReplyMe, send me a private message on any of my social networks. I'm at TravelingRobert, American spelling with one L everywhere. So, I'm going to start. Here we go. Jeffrey DiBartolo, have you ever tried the Blue Ox hitch? That's what the dealer gave me. I have not tried the Blue Ox. I thought Blue Ox was more like to tow a car behind you. Excuse me, I was having a sip of Topo Chico. Christopher says, I don't know any apps for Spain, but I know that they have cracked down on boondocking in Spain. Hard to find spots. What I've seen is that there are certain, places. Some of them charge money, and I don't mind paying a little bit of money to overnight, I wouldn't mind in the United States. I don't expect, to overnight anywhere for free, just. But if every city, every town had like an overnight parking lot, and let's say you pay $5 to stay overnight just to boondock, I might do it. It's just the convenience of not having to go to a campground and the check-in process, and then you go for only one night and this and that. So I'm gonna do a few campgrounds in Spain. I'm already gonna start making some reservations. Hopefully there's still room. There's one in the city of Benidorm, which is this, I believe it is the beach town with the most skyscrapers, or the highest skyline. And it's a beautiful beach there on the Mediterranean, and I'm looking forward to that one. Looking forward to visiting our relatives in Alicante, and get a little bit of the beaten path, find that virtually unknown tavern in the middle of nowhere, and probably get like the best sausage. thing like that. RV talk, narrow roads in Spain. That's why we're renting a camper van. It's going to be a Fiat Ducato. It's like our ProMaster. It's exactly the same dimensions as a ProMaster van. So, is this your first RV venture in Spain? Says Marlene's intern. Yes, it is. It's not my first RV adventure in Europe. We did do in 2018, we did the Finland, Norway and Sweden with a larger RV. We had like the equivalent of a small Class C, probably a 25 footer. So I think we're going to be fine. I'm really looking forward to it. And the dream and the plan is to do one of these every year. You know, maybe next year we'll do Australia or New Zealand or another European country. Maybe we'll go Great Britain, Scotland. I need to learn how to drive on the other side of the road. That's all. But I'm really excited to, and I hope you guys like it and watch. And because I know it's going to be a little bit of a departure from our regular adventures, but not that much of a departure since we're still going to be in an RV. And I can't wait to once again reminisce and or go through the differences between a European RV and an American RV. And I think the main one, and even some American RVs are embracing the dreaded cassette toilet. It's not that bad. It's not as bad as it sounds. Let's just put it that way. And then the other thing, a lot of RVs in Europe do not have the rooftop air conditioner. So we're not going to have a rooftop air conditioner in the van. So we're going to have the cabin air conditioner for during the day. And then at night, I hope that it goes down to at least 70, you know, or 20 degrees Celsius. I have to start thinking Celsius and metric now. Jeffrey DiBartolo says on the channel on YouTube, life is too short. They're from the UK, have traveled in Spain and all over Europe. Life is too short. I'm going to look them up right now because we are actively looking for a lot of as many videos as we want, as we can. Life is too short, you say they are called. Life is too short. Let's put Spain. And here we go. I've got them. I'm going to watch them. Oh, they have a tiny red camper van, or no, it's a white one now. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. I don't want to have any dead air here. Small drivable RV, road nomad days. Can't wait. From RV Talk on YouTube. Yes. All right. For those of you watching live, stick around for a little bit. I'm going to wrap up the podcast version of this recording because we're running long here at 32 minutes. And hold on. I have one more comment here from Christopher Olson. You could check the X-Powers. Also, you a couple living in Spain. The X-Powers. Let me open a new tab here. Actually, duplicate the X-Powers. The X-Powers. Cool. I'm going to check them out. And they're also in a camper van. They're like in a Ford Nugget, it looks like. I used to follow, I don't know if you remember them, When in Rome Travels. And they did... they did, yeah. They just got a new Fiat Ducato and beach sites in Spain. Southern Spain, yeah. We're going to do Southern Spain. And then in a couple of years, we're going to do Northern Spain. Maybe we'll go for the eclipse and do Northern Spain. Maybe do El Camino. But we might do it. Wouldn't it be cool to do El Camino? But just export an El Camino, you know, the pickup truck, the Chevy El Camino. Is it a Chevy? And do El Camino aboard a Camino. I don't know. All right, everybody. I'm going to wrap up the podcast right here. As always, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Well, not right now because I'm staticking in the Flagami studio, but soon we will. And as always, see you on the road.